Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by Levi's.
Coming up on NBA Today, the Celtics, they may have defeated the second best team in the East, but did the Bucks spill the tea on how to beat Boston?
Okay.
Oh, we're having a little tea party. Plus, the Warriors, they may have some tough decisions to make this offseason. What are the repercussions if they don't make the playoffs at all this season? And Kevin Durant, he passed Shaquille O'Neal last night on the all-time scoring list, which begs the question, who is the greatest scorer of all time? Austin tells us, don't miss it.
NBA Today
starts right now. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by Levi's. If you're getting some big birthday energy from this corner, that's because it is our girl, Shanae Ogumike's birthday. Happy birthday, sis.
Thanks, y'all.
Kendrick Perkins, hey. Austin Rivers. I'm Malika Andrews. You good, Kendrick?
Yeah, I'm trying to center my tie a little bit.
It's good. It's good. Solid.
Yeah,
you didn't go to Big Larry's this morning?
No.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to start in Boston because they're running away with the East. But no Giannis for last night's game against the Milwaukee Bucks. You would think this should have been a layup, right? This should be an easy win. Well, not so fast. Jason Tatum, the Celtics, hosting Damian Lillard and the Bucks. Chris Middleton playing, yes. Damian Lillard playing, yes. Giannis stayed back in Milwaukee, missed the second straight game with a hamstring issue. Here's the deal, Chiney. Tatum entered Wednesday shooting 49 from three in March, 49% that is, and picked it up right where he left off.
Let me tell you, I love the aggressive nature that Jason Tatum starting this game with, because that's what they're going to need come fourth quarters. That has been their issue, but he started off the jump. He's been shooting off the dribble extremely well, and so I like that mentality. Okay, kiss it, chef's kiss for his work behind the arc.
He hit his 16th 20-point first half this
right
season.
There.
Second most behind Luka Doncic. But Porzingis,
your
showing off his athleticism, Kendrick.
He's growing on me. That was a good move.
Celtics up 69-56 at the half. Then the start of the fourth quarter here, the Celtics up big, up at 18. Peyton Pritchard, watch him here. Derek White maneuvering, kicks it back out. Pritchard knocks down the tray ball here. Things looking real bad for the Milwaukee Bucks. But then all of a sudden, just over 3 minutes to go, the Bucks are down 9. Bobby Portis gets the ball, throws it up, knocks down the three. And then Bucks down 6 at this point. Damian Lillard, why not? Let's try Bobby Portis again, Shanae.
Look, I know that we're waiting for Chris Middleton to come back, and he's done a good job, but it really feels like you saw a little bit of the hierarchy. Dame, Bobby, and then spot up with Chris. But right there, down the stretch, he was able to separate Tatum. That was his first basket in a while.
Austin, this is what we've been wanting to see from Tatum down the stretch, sort of taking it over there.
Oh, that's what I've been wanting to see out of Kristaps Porzingis.
Clean up on aisle Porzingis.
Yeah. What is it, the leprechaun? Big leprechaun?
Yeah, the big leprechaun.
The big lucky. That's right. The big lucky. Dame Lillard hitting a big Dame time shot there. Bobby Portis.
He's fantastic all game.
And one.
Continuation.
All game.
Would head to the free throw line. So now it's a 4-point game. This is the guy who you want the ball in his hands. Maybe just trying to do a little something different. Can't quite get it high off the glass to go. Boston escapes with the win, 122-119. So with the win, the Celtics, they reach 55 wins. That is before any other team in the East has reached 45. They're only the fifth team to do that in the last 45 years. Three of the previous four teams won it all, including LeBron James's Heat, Michael Jordan's Bulls, Moses Malone's 76ers. This is a team, though, that is measured in the postseason. So with that in mind, Kendrick Perkins, I hear you spied something.
I'm Kendrick Perkins, better known as Big Perk, and nothing gets past me.
Freeze!
Just when you thought it did get past me, there I am. I spy a problem. I spy it all. Tear the hell off. I get it, right? And I hate to keep beating on a dead horse, but damn it, on this show with me, we're petty. And I got to look at every single thing. I understand Jason Tatum had 31, but I spied a problem last night, and here it is. In the second half, right, not really looking to be aggressive. You got Pat Connaughton on you. You settle for a fadeaway shot. Here it is right here. Chris Middleton, I understand he's a pretty good defender. He gets the strip right here. But look, I will say this. Late in the game, Jason Tatum, Malik Beasley, guess what he does? Oh, he attacks the basket. But look, since they cut it out, Jason Tatum in the fourth last night. In the first 9 minutes and 54 seconds, goose egg, 0 points. The last 2 minutes of the game, 8 points, 6 for 6 from the free throw line, 1 for 2 from the field. This is what you need out of Jason Tatum if you're the Boston fan base in the organization. You need him to show up when it matters the most. When Milwaukee made a run to get back in the game, he finished the mission.
Sorry we cut you off
a little bit
there, Kendrick. You were just you were cooking. It was too hot for us.
We had to hit pause
for 1 second because you're right. The Celtics, they're dominating at a historic level really all of this season, but that doesn't mean there aren't questions. It feels like these are the types of games they really could stomp out any questions we have, and yet they're outscored by 15 in the fourth quarter. So will the success carry over, Austin, to the postseason?
Well, you hope so. You know, there were some that zone last night, I don't know if you peeped that.
I did peep.
You got a little weird out there.
It did.
I was surprised Doc even put that out there. I would have kept that. You know, in a regular season game where you don't have Giannis, it didn't seem like that game was meaningful enough to really put that out there for me. But
some emotions tied to that.
Yeah.
You know, he back in the guard.
No,
you know what I mean?
He wanted that win.
Yeah, fact.
He wanted that win for sure. we talked about it yesterday. There's a gap between the two teams. Boston's a better team. We talked about Boston closing better in crunch time. That's what you want to see from Jason. You want to see him be aggressive. I like seeing him get to the free throw line and not rely on that jump shot all the time. We talk about it with other players. Let's talk about it with Tatum. I know he's fully capable. Sometimes a gift is a curse. When you can shoot so well off the dribble, you rely on it too much. Let's not forget, you're 6'8 and explosive. So when he gets to the basket, he gets to the free throw line, and he closes games, him and Jaylen Brown, they are that best team that we see on the regular season. You want this to carry over in the playoffs. We want to see that that matchup. I would like to see this matchup at some point. With the full healthy Milwaukee, it was hard to take a lot of that game without Giannis in the picture, though.
Yeah, when we speak about Jason Tatum, and we all know this as players, like oftentimes we know that great players have go-to moves.
Yep.
But the best players have counter moves to those moves. You know what I mean? And I feel like we're waiting to find out what exactly is his game. Because he's so good off the dribble. Now he's shooting threes. He's so good at getting to the mid-range, turning around. It's nice. But like when the game's on the line, I think the big question for the Celtics is they don't really know what to expect.
Yeah.
And trying to figure it out in real time. And I think it's a little bit unfair because they win and we critique, they lose and we critique,
yep.
But they're still pacing the entire NBA. At the end of the day, this is a team to me that will come out of the East. This is a team that is built to win a championship if they are healthy. And this is a team that Jason Tatum has to figure out in those big moments because as much as we want to say Jaylen Brown has done better the last five or so games, that Kristaps Porzingis has really been the X factor, it's going to come down to him. And I think once he solidifies, we think about the great Steph's going to get a three. Just find him on the arc. LeBron James is going to attack the basket or he's going to hit you with the signature. I think figuring out what his go-to move is in those dire moments will help.
Well, let me say this. The one thing that we have raised like a question about is their depth of their bench. Last night, Peyton Pritchard put the world on notice. This was a guy that was out of the rotation last postseason. And without him, they don't win that basketball game last night.
Yep.
What he brought from a tenacity standpoint, getting the crowd fired up, along with getting buckets.
Yeah.
This young man been getting buckets right since he's been at Oregon. Like, this is a bright spot for the Boston Celtics. No Jrue Holiday. All of a sudden, this man come in, have 19 points off the bench, and everyone has been questioning, like, do they have the depth outside of Al Horford?
But if you're the Milwaukee Bucks, you come in to Boston without Giannis Antetokounmpo. You only lose this game by 3. Do all of a sudden you walk out with a little bit more confidence that at least you could give these guys some trouble in a seven-game series?
You damn right they do. You know why? One, Chris Middleton looked damn good last night. He's looked good since he's come back from injury. Number two, I think Doc found something with Bobby Portis. And not just in that game, but his ability to stretch the floor. Brooke Lopez was getting cooked last night, whether it was in the pick and roll, in the drop coverage, him switching. Now, all of a sudden, you're able to see this. And you're like, if you're Doc, you're looking like, oh, we match up against the Celtics. I throw Giannis at the five with Bobby spacing the floor. I got more. Now Dame has more room to operate. And it's a much better offense for the Milwaukee Bucks. So yeah, you feel damn good walking out of there.
I think the Bucks stumbled into a beautiful synergy because Dame down the stretch was trying to take over the game, and in some ways he did. He hit some really big tough shots, but then the Celtics started double teaming him, and then he kicked it to Bobby, and Bobby felt like he was ready for the moment. Yeah. So that we learned that he again is a championship caliber player.
Yeah.
In the way that they sort of missed Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton being on the floor is an X factor. You insert Giannis, now we know that it's not a foregone conclusion that the Celtics can just win. It's going to probably be a war versus the Milwaukee
seven
Bucks
games.
When healthy. Yeah.
And the 7 games that I am signing up absolutely.
Me too.
That wasn't the only battle, though, that we had in the Eastern Conference
what
last night. Another showdown in Cleveland here, this one against the Miami Heat. The Heat had lost 5 of their last 7 games. The Cavaliers entered Wednesday 1 game back of the Milwaukee Bucks for 2nd in the Eastern Conference. Jimmy Butler on fire to start the fourth quarter here,
Jimmy
Austin.
Buckets? That's what he does.
Jimmy Buckets. This is his time of year, Shanae.
Yeah, madness right here. I mean, it's crazy. He just turns the switch in his head mentality-wise, and no one can guard him. It just feels like he hits tough shots.
Darius Garland backs up, hits the 3. Garland had 20 points, 9 assists in this one. Now it's a 1-point game all of a sudden. Kicks it back out to the perimeter. Beep, beep. Here comes a minivan. Floater. Cavs up 2 after some made free throws. Then under 2 minutes left to go here, the Heat down by 4. Terry Rozier. Bucket
double,
for Scary Terry.
That's why they bought him in.
Correct.
Tie the game at 100 here. Under 50 seconds to go. Same score. Jimmy Butler going to work. Briefly loses the ball. Elevates.
Look.
I mean, nothing you could do.
You can't scout that.
Butler at 30 points.
Good pass.
Nice cut there. Allen 25 and 20. Kendrick Perkins. The game tied at 102. The final seconds here. Rozier step back 3.
Ooh.
That's why they brought him in. He had 24 points. The Heat win 107-104. Rozier and Butler, they carried the offense in the fourth quarter. They combined for 17 of Miami's 24 points while making 6 of their 7 shots, including a pair of 3s that we just saw from Rozier. Just that was an incredible game down to the very, very end. All right, we got a lot to get to on today's show. James Harden's defensive prowess.
Don't do that to him.
It was on full display. Could Harden closing out his teammates actually help shake LA out of their month-long funk? He says so. Plus, are we witnessing the end of a dynasty in Golden State? What exactly is at stake, Kendrick Perkins?
Damn, so not the beginning.
For the Warriors if they miss the playoffs completely. But watch out, Perk. I hear Austin, he's cooking up an all-time list of his own.
Oh!
MJ, Kobe, KD, LeBron, who tops his
Tread
list
lightly.
Of most certified buckets? Bam! We'll be right back.
All time.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than 1 rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
NBA Today is presented by Levi's. Clothes for life.
First, we gotta hear it.
Thanks, guys. Congrats.
Oh, interesting.
I can't do that. They were high in OKC last
what's
night.
What's going on with Utah?
We can't do that either.
Shit. He put another Jazz forward on a
play. They just getting dunked on all the time.
Shet had 35. SGA had 31. The Thunder remain in first place. Perk, is this team all bark or do they have some serious bite?
Ooh, do it.
Right now, they're all bark. They all bark right now.
But they have potential.
They all bark. They
got... All right, next up, the Kings. They stayed clear of the play-in bracket, at least for now, after rolling the Raptors. Sabonis, he notched his league-leading 24th triple-double, his 51st consecutive double-double, too shy of an NBA record. Austin, Sabonis, does he have an all-NBA case this year?
Absolutely. Look at his stats that you just named. And then when we consider the success he's had versus the guys that we put ahead of him, whether that's Anthony Davis, Karl-Anthony Towns, he's been dominant. And his team's in the playoff picture. Come on, man.
Well,
All-NBA.
The Suns, they stayed a half game back from Sacramento for the sixth seed. That's thanks to Grayson Allen hitting 9 threes for the third time this season. So, Chiney, will the Suns be able to crack the top 6 in the West?
It's going to be hard, especially with the remaining schedule, but I would never say no to Kevin Durant, who has been way more aggressive with his field goal attempts the second half of the season. And plus, I'm wearing Suns apparel between
you all.
I was going to say, though, the orange and purple is really perfect for this.
Go Schwartz Center.
All right.
President Sun.
We're going to end in Portland. The Clippers, who were able to hold on to the fourth seed with a win over the Blazers. James Harden, he dished out 14 dimes. But look at this. Closed out on Kawhi Leonard before eventually connected with Amir Khan. This was just a little bit of a
bizarre play. He said, no, I wanted Amir to have the
name. I've never seen him online.
From Harden.
I guess he was trying to lighten the mood.
Well, he was asked about it to explain this decision perk to that point. Contest your own teammate? I mean, he was asked to explain that after the game. Take a listen to what he had to say, because this was different.
I bring some excitement to the team. You know what I mean? I think this last few weeks has been fog for us, and I think every team goes through it. So I think just me just trying to create a good energy, create a great vibe for this team. And, maybe it would have been better if we had made the shot, but give something to laugh about, you know what I mean? Some excitement for this season.
Did you accomplish your mission?
Yeah, I did.
Have you ever seen anything like that, Austin?
No, I never have. But if you know James, like we both know him.
You played with him in Houston.
Yes. Yep. And I know you played with him in OKC. That is the most James-like play I've ever seen in my life. First off, I've never seen him contest that hard when he's actually on defense.
So that
was crazy.
Don't do that.
James knows all up. Listen,
that.
If you know James, James has like this kind of, excuse my language, kind of has like this nature about himself. But it's a funny way. Like he would do that up 20 versus Portland messing around. He knew that they were going to win that game regardless of which. So he going out there trying to lighten the mood, get the energy up. People have had a lot of negativity to say about the team recently. They're 10-10 over the last 20. Look at this clip. Look at this.
No. We're at the point of the season where it's not about lightening the mood up.
They're playing Portland.
No, it's not about playing Portland. This is a team that has been struggling. This is a guy that has a resume of struggling, especially during this period of time and going into the postseason.
We're talking about that, his resume of struggling versus
look,
the Trailblazers.
No, that's what I'm saying, bro.
I'll get it back to you. The only issue I have is Kawhi Leonard afterward. He's like, bro, what's going on here?
Yeah, guy that done won two finals MVPs that knows.
James is different. I didn't take it too serious. It was unusual, but I'm not here saying,
unusual is a good word
thank
for it.
You.
But, yeah, it's not going to be like, oh, this can never happen again.
Who else looked like they felt good about it? Did Kawhi
did? They win?
I don't think anybody expected it. That's the thing.
I've had people do that to me in practice.
At practice?
Yeah, I know it's not the game.
We're talking about practice.
Yeah,
we're talking about practice. Okay, we're talking about a team, though. If we're going to give you the benefit of the doubt here, Perk, who are 7-8 since the break. They were 28-7 before that. So I think that's probably from where you're coming from.
This is what I'm saying. It's not about lightening the mood. Winning a championship or trying to go compete – or competing to win the championship, it's nothing easy about that, and it's supposed to be frustrating. You're supposed to walk in and be in your feelings. Like, it's nothing past that. So, at the end of the day, I get where he was trying to lighten the mood, but maybe the mood doesn't need to be lightened. Like, maybe T. Lou needs to keep applying pressure because I know he's been on the ass like back pocket.
So, it sounds like you're a little bit concerned about the Clippers.
Hell,
the way
yeah.
They've been playing.
I picked them to come out of the West.
And now?
That damn Jokic, man, he got me thinking otherwise. Denver Nuggets, yeah.
Are you as concerned as Kendrick is?
There's definitely concern just due to the fact that we hear in comments from Paul George talking about we haven't found our identity. This is a team that went 25-5 at one point, and we didn't hear any whispers of anything about identity. They were saying the opposite. We found who we are. We found our groove, yada,
right.
Yada, yada. Now we're right before the playoffs, and like we're hearing these type of things. So there's concern in that regard. But this is a team you still don't want to play early on in the playoffs. They have so much firepower. James is in a position also, let's talk about it. The reason he's lighthearted is because he's been in a position he's never been in before. He's not the first option or the second option. He gets to be the third guy, have a lot less pressure on himself. It lets him
pressure.
Do what he... There's pressure, yeah, but it's not as much as previous years.
Look, I don't fault him for trying to lighten the mood because sometimes you have a teammate that's going to do that, whether it's with their play. And typically that teammate is Russell Westbrook, right? And
they miss him.
They miss him.
Good point.
And so I do think he's trying in his own unique, unusual way to lighten the mood in which – how are you going to else find energy? I mean, maybe through your play, cool, but I didn't mind that. I didn't take that too serious. We had the Clippers saying this is their year. They do need to switch gears the way that we've seen other teams do that, like the Denver Nuggets. I still think that they can make some noise if they're able to be hopefully more healthy come the playoffs.
Time and place.
But I still have the Nuggets in front. Yeah. But this is still a team that like is capable of switching their numbers back to that pre-All-Star.
We don't see Jokic playing with the game like that.
They were up 20 versus 4.
But he plays with energy, guys, like Aaron Gordon.
He literally ran down the hallway saying unrelenting, the light.
Yeah, but that was a hidden camera. That wasn't on the floor.
Well, I understand where you're coming from. We talked about the Clippers as being one of the top four seeds that's really locked in. The Denver Nuggets, OKC, the Timberwolves, the Clippers in some way, shape, or form, in some order. And now, all of a sudden, the Pelicans are really knocking on that door. There is a very, very real chance that they fall out of that fourth seed and therefore home court advantage.
Look, to me, their goal, the Clippers, was always to be ahead of the Denver Nuggets, and that's not happening. And I don't think that that helped them because as long as they were in the mix, they felt like they would play better. But they have to realize the competition is not just the Denver Nuggets. It's the entire top six in the West.
The issues are happening at the wrong time for the Clippers. I'm not sure whether or not James Harden closing out on his own teammate was going to be thing that broke the camel's back. But at least it gave us something to have a little chuckle about.
I got your back, bro.
Coming up on NBA Today.
Good luck.
It's called a breakup because it's broken, right, Perk? Is that where Golden State's headed for a breakup? What could happen if the Warriors miss the playoffs entirely? We discuss. And Kevin Durant, he keeps on moving up the scoring ranks, but is he the best scorer of all time? Austin, I think it's time for an all-time list.
It's about that time.
In a minute, I'm gonna need a best quotes from the week around the association. Who said that? My favorite game. Chinee, Perk's got a lead on you for the first.
I haven't lost yet.
He's cheating.
Yeah, but you got to qualify first.
We'll be right back.
They're feeding him the answers.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're watching NBA Today, presented by Levi's.
For the league.
The Warriors hosted the shorthanded Grizzlies last night. Let's check in on how that went. We called this a must-win for the Golden State Warriors in the middle of a three-game homestand here, but there were some early fireworks. This is the second quarter here. Watch Draymond Green and Santi Aldama here.
Come on, Dre.
This would continue.
Can't grab a man's chest like that.
Draymond and Desmond Bain would later get into it, too. Benches would clear. Tempers would flare. Watch Grizzlies head coach Taylor Jenkins here.
No.
No what?
Listen.
Draymond said that on his recently released podcast that Taylor Jenkins milked it. I'm not here to
say whether or not. More importantly, look at how the bench reacted to Draymond. It seems like they're tired of those situations, but at least the Warriors kept playing.
Well, Draymond had 10 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists on the night. In the second half, Steph Curry really started to find his shot here, Perk.
Good for Golden State. It only impressed me against a depleted Memphis Grizzlies team.
Steph Curry feeds it out to Draymond Green, throws it down here. A bright spot, though, for the Golden State Warriors really has been the play of Jonathan.
Oh, absolutely.
Look at this. Oh, my God.
throws it down with authority. And in case you thought that was a fluke, the point guard, Chris Paul, one more time.
Come on.
Kuminga.
He had about eight dunks in that game.
He had a team-high 26 points. The Golden State Warriors get the win, 137-116. So with the win, the number 10 Warriors remain 3.5 games behind the number 8 Suns. So Golden State has minus 200 odds to miss the playoffs after the conclusion of the play-in tournament. This is all according to ESPN Bet. And last night on NBA Countdown, we got into what missing the playoffs could mean for the Dubs. What would it mean if the Warriors aren't able to secure that 8th seed at all?
It wouldn't mean a damn thing to me. I didn't have the Warriors pick to do a damn thing this season. They knew that they didn't have enough around Steph Curry to compete in a tough Western Conference.
I'm not sure that's true because they were playing some of their best basketball.
These conversations that were so difficult in February are going to be easier for them to structure something around Steph.
You cannot have emotions with business. They're holding on too long because of the emotional ties.
I think you're saying it means everything. That now, by losing, by not making the 8th seed at all, it ushers in these conversations.
It forces their hand.
You look distraught.
Y'all giving me a headache.
It's all right. So last night, Kendrick, you said the Warriors not making the playoffs at all means nothing. You said there's no ramifications. Chiney, Brian, and I all disagreed with you. You said all of that means absolutely nothing.
The floor is yours. Go ahead.
It absolutely means everything. I'm going to tell you why right now, okay? You don't not make the playoffs with a team that is based and built off a dynasty of winning championships with a player who's still at the end of his prime but yet in his prime is important to Steph Curry. You don't make the playoffs and run it back. So if you aren't running it back, now you have to make decisions on change. When we talk about change with the Warriors, what direction are we going in? Are we still building around Steph Curry? That's a different thing than building around Jonathan Kuminga. They have two different timelines. They've been playing tug-of-war all year, and we've been seeing the benefits of that, or not the benefits of it.
Right.
So them not making the playoffs is a huge deal, bro. By the way, for the market of basketball, having Steph Curry in the playoffs is important, man. This is a guy who's carried the league along with LeBron James in monumental, memorable moments in the playoffs. Steph Curry not in the playoffs is not good
for
anybody.
You're with all three of us.
Absolutely.
Contradiction at his finest is what Austin just did. He just talked about how it's everything. And then you just broke down how the Warriors been playing tug-of-war all season long.
Yes.
So we all have been witnessing and watching this team and know that they're not good enough to actually compete.
We
knew that before the trade deadline. We knew it after the trade deadline. Richard Jefferson actually said in that seat that you're sitting in, looked into the camera and said, they suck.
They don't.
They're trash. Hold on. They suck in the Western Conference. And so I'm going to ask y'all this question. Is Steph Curry ever going to get traded from the Golden State Warriors?
No.
Okay. So why should it mean everything? That Steph is not going to ever, he's not ever going to leave the, he's not ever going to leave the organization. So you go into this offseason, now you have seen a lot through Jonathan Kuminga. You know what you could get from him. You've seen what Podziemski is going to bring to the table. Now Dunleavy, he has to do his due diligence and make sure he put the pieces around Steph Curry.
But those exact decisions weren't made at the trade deadline.
They should have been made.
I know, but what I'm saying is, if they do make those decisions this offseason, Kendrick, wouldn't this be the catalyst, the one domino that made the Golden State Warriors move in that direction when everything you're saying, Perk, none of us disagree with you on that, but that's why it means everything.
That's what I'm saying.
It means everything because if this is the time, Shanae, that Golden State decides that they need to make all of these drastic changes, whether that means Klay Thompson is on the roster or not, huge decisions that you, Kendrick, Perkins have been calling for, if this is the time they make it and this is the moment they decide, ipso facto, it means everything.
Yeah, and you were talking about February breaking up potentially the Golden State Warriors because that's the only way you save Steph's season. You've had that same track record talking about the Boston Celtics and some other teams, and those teams haven't done that, and yet the Celtics are building a championship right now.
No,
but first, hold on. They're not.
Yeah, they are.
Because my point is that you don't really rush the natural course of events. You don't break up the Celtics 2 years ago before you see what they're doing right now, making a chance to win a championship. You also don't break up the Golden State Warriors in the middle of a season where things haven't fully been evaluated. Also knowing that everyone knew internally that they had their own tumultuous start, right? That's That's the fact of the matter. But they had to have these natural course of events that work things out. You don't just give up someone 2 years ago that won a championship like Klay Thompson without just letting him see himself through this season before you say, all right, these natural things that happened, you're on the bench. But lastly, I think this is the most important thing. When it comes to Steph Curry, you have to allow him to have his final chapter. We're witnessing LeBron James's final chapter. He's coming after the season. Steph Curry will come off of year 15. What happened to LeBron James after year 15? He joined the Los Angeles Lakers. He made a shot at another superstar in Anthony Davis, and now he has another championship. Steph Curry is probably the closest in our generation of great players.
Nobody's.
So give them the opportunity to evaluate
all the
and
cards.
See how to build a team based off of the timeline that they have lined up with Steve Kerr and Steph by their contract.
Okay, was it rumors out there, or did I make them up, that the Golden State Warriors actually called Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Bowles?
That's the point, Perk, is that if this is the moment that they go big game hunting again,
oh God.
And then we're going to look
listen,
back at
I couldn't even get my sentence
time.
Out. I couldn't even get my sentence out.
Go ahead, Kendall.
Did they not call it the All-Star break and ask to get LeBron James?
They did.
So they knew right then that they wasn't good enough. They knew that they needed to add pieces. Draymond knew it. Steph Curry knew it. Who was going to be included in that? Probably Klay Thompson, probably Jonathan Kuminga. They didn't do it. You know why? Because they're holding on with emotions. They should have been into this way long time ago. Do you think it was a good conversation? It was an easy conversation?
Why can't they do hold that?
Hold on. Do you think it was a great conversation that took place between Klay, or easy conversation between Klay Thompson and Steve Kerr when he decided to move Klay to the bench?
It wasn't easy.
Okay, do you think it's been an easy conversation when they've been going back and forth since the beginning of the season with Klay Thompson in his contract negotiation?
No.
The writing has been on the wall.
So let me ask you this. If the Golden State Warriors continue to go this summer big game hunting, they call around to see what stars they can pair with Steph Curry, as they did at the trade deadline, as our Ramona Shelburne and Adrian Wojnarowski reported.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that. They get somebody else to put next to Steph Curry, whether or not that person is still Klay Thompson, whether or not they need to part with Jonathan Kuminga, who, from everything I've heard, that is someone that the Golden State Warriors would really like to see a future with.
As they should.
If they do that, we're not going to look back at this moment when they don't potentially make the playoffs as the catalyst for why they did all that?
I won't. Y'all can, because I've been seeing the writing on the wall before the All-Star break. So y'all can have emotions about it. I said it means nothing to me.
Austin, last word.
All we're saying is there's a fine line between them contending and not even making the playoffs. So if they're not making the playoffs, I just think it's a clear-cut more sign of what direction they kind of have to go in versus them having some type of success in the postseason.
But let me ask you this before we go to bump. Are they an average team or a good team?
They can be good at times.
No.
I can't answer that question.
Their record tells me that they're actually a good team that's just in a great conference.
I actually think all of us agree. We're just saying it in different ways. All right, Perk, it's not Friday, but how about we just we take a deep breath while we play a little game?
I'm breathing.
Buy some fixings out.
It's time for our favorite game of the week. It is Who Said That? We're going to take a look at some of the quotes that caught our attention and ask our esteemed contestants who said that. Kendrick, sound good?
I'm ready.
We're keeping a cool everything.
Cool booty, as you would say.
Cool booty. All right, here's the current standings. Kendrick Perkins sitting at the top.
Oh, I'm starting already?
That's about right.
I think this is your day. All right, Perk, you're up. Ready?
Man, I'm not even on the list. Why you even got me in the frame? Give me out the frame.
Who said this quote? Did you watch the movie Benjamin Button? What if I'm getting more athletic in my 30s? Was it Jimmy Butler? Was it Steph Curry? Or was it Kyrie Irving?
You know what? This is easy. Because I believe Kyrie had a dunk in his last game. I'm going with Kyrie Irving.
Was it Kyrie Irving? Ah. Ding, ding, ding.
Dang,
ding.
I love that. That was good.
What if I'm getting more athletic in my 30s? Like, that would be a heck of a thing, wouldn't it?
Look at him aging backwards.
You see it? Kyrie's been balling all across the board. And look, you know the thing that we don't give him enough credit for?
What?
Is how in shape he always is.
Fair.
Well conditioned.
True.
Janae, you're up next.
Ready? Oh, I feel pressure.
What coach took their team to task with these post-game comments? Oh. Quote, stats don't mean bleep. I don't care about your individual stats. I don't care how many points you score. I don't care what you post on Instagram. It doesn't matter. Steve Clifford, Will Hardy, or Greg Popovich?
Shoot, I'm going to go with Steve Clifford.
Oh, was it Steve Clifford?
Hey, that sounds like Pop.
No. I guessed Pop last time.
Was it Steve Clifford?
Oh,
Will Hardy. I picked Will Hardy too. I'm in a slump.
That was a tough one, though.
I don't care about your individual stats. I don't care how many points you score. I don't care what you post on Instagram. Oh. It doesn't matter.
Well, let me tell you this about Will Hardy. Because
like
they're getting
Hardy
posterized,
now.
That's why. His post-game quotes are gold. So just keep that in mind for future. For
man,
future
I think it's like two misses
who said
straight.
That. All right, Austin, it's your turn. We're going to get you on the board here. Give who described board. The recent statistical uptick with this quote saying, that's where I'm at. I'm more dominant. People like to laugh at it, but it's the truth. Was it Grayson Allen?
Well, we know
was
it wasn't Grayson Allen.
Or was it D'Angelo Russell?
It has to be DeAndre.
Was it DeAndre Ayton?
I would have guessed that.
That was a layup.
Yeah.
Hey!
Let's get Austin on the board here.
And that's where I'm at. I'm more, you know, dominant. People like to laugh at it.
Delusion's a powerful drug.
Yo,
delusion is a powerful.
He has been balling.
He has, but that team is playing basketball right now that is absolutely.
But he makes our Who Said That much more.
Hey,
fun.
I appreciate you, DeAndre. You got me a point.
Well done, Austin. I think you will be on the standings next time.
100%.
Janae, because it's your birthday, we won't.
Are we watching it?
We won't put up where you fell to. Still to come on NBA Today, Caitlin Clark's quest for a national championship. It starts on Saturday. Oh. Our Hall of Famer, Holly Rowe, joins the show to talk about her mindset heading in. That's next.
Man, I blame you, Condis, our Jazz producer.
Oh, my goodness.
We good, fam? Heart. We're good.
I love you guys.
Are you cooking on, your birthday, though?
Was I cooking a little bit? It's all good.
Definitely was. You saw me. You saw me do the ad lib. I said, woo!
You're watching the ESPN Tournament Challenge Marathon presented by Applebee's.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Caitlin Clark will go dancing for the final time starting on Saturday when the top-seeded Iowa Hawkeyes begin their quest. So in February, Clark declared for the 2024 WNBA draft. She made history, of course, in her collegiate career, becoming the all-time NCAA leading scorer. But the Hawkeyes, they did fall short of the title last season. So now she has one more shot to win it all. So we welcome in our Hall of Famer, Holly Rowe, who will be chronicling Caitlin's quest during this March Madness. Holly, I want to start here. What is Caitlin's mindset, her headspace, as she enters this tournament for the last time?
Well, before we get to Caitlin, I just have to say happy birthday to Chennai, and I just wanted to show our viewers the gold I have in my phone of the cutest baby girl ever. Hello, happy birthday. Love you.
Holly, I love you too. Oh my gosh, you are the best.
I have gold in my phone about the Chennai Ogumike family, so I just had to share that with our
viewers. Thank you so much.
Okay. Back to Caitlin. Caitlin has a really interesting mindset right now. You know, I've been along with every single record that she set this season. And I think what's blown me away is the way she's handling this pressure. There are crushing crowds, so much attention, a million interview requests everywhere she goes. And she's just performing at the best of her ability. And I want to read this quote she said to me a couple of weeks ago. I've given this place everything, and I'm leaving here with no regrets. I want to have the closure of knowing this is going to be my last few times on the court with my teammates, my best friends, and I'm just excited and happy for the future. She has proven that she can handle this pressure, this stage, and she seems like she's in a great mindset.
That quote really underscores how close Caitlin is, Holly, with all of her Iowa teammates. What does she need from them in order to capture this championship?
Caitlin can't do this alone. If they're going to advance, it will be because of her teammates. And I want to point out, Kate Martin is a woman that went to college. She was a five-year-old going to Iowa basketball camps, and here she is on the biggest stage. Kate was 4 for 5 from three in their last game in the Big Ten Championship Final. She's shooting 38% from the perimeter. Kate will be crucial. Also, Gabby Marshall, their best defender, she's also got to hit threes. And then Hannah Stolke, their post, I think is maybe the most important piece. She's just a sophomore. She had 25 points in their last game, and if they can throw it into the post and count on Hannah Stolke, that changes how defenses can corral Caitlin Clark. And then the last piece, the crowd. Their regional sold out in 15 minutes. It is going to be wild and packed in Iowa City, and that energy is going to help this Hawkeye team. They've had it all season, and now they'll have it for the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament.
It all starts on Saturday. The peerless Holly Rowe, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us here on NBA Today.
Always.
You're watching the ESPN Tournament Challenge Marathon presented by Applebee's. Download the Tournament Challenge app and fill out your men's and women's brackets now.
The NCAA Women's Championship first round begins tomorrow. These are just the three games on ESPN. You get Ohio State, undefeated South Carolina, and Angel Reese and LSU. All games are also available on the ESPN app, so you can watch from anywhere. But no matter how the tournament goes, we're down to just a handful of Caitlin Clark games left at Iowa. So before she heads to the W, we're going to do a little Caitlin Clark top of the top, best plays of her career. This is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. We're going to start Shanae Agumake with top range. This is 2022. Remember this? Against Michigan. Pulls up from...
What? That's half court, two steps inside from half court. That doesn't even count as a logo.
What? And then earlier this season, of course, this is when she breaks the women's NCAA scoring record with this.
And my favorite part was how they put her number and her name on that spot on the floor where she broke the record.
That's far.
And then top tournament moments. Both of these are from 2023. First, Austin just has to laugh at
this. A little fake.
It's not a little fake. That's what you call a slippery eel. That's a slippery eel.
I see a lot of men.
And then she hit this flat-footed. She hit that to cap off a 40-point triple-double in the Elite Eight, Austin.
There you go.
And then we have to have some top game winners. This is last season. This one's against Indiana.
Ridiculous. Oof. Oh, man. I just love it. I love how intense she is when she celebrates, too. She's, like, flexing on the crowd.
Rebecca Lobo. She couldn't believe it. And then this is this year. This is against the Spartans in this one.
Oh. That one was really tough because the shot clock was low, as you guys noticed. Bam.
Goodness.
I didn't think she got that off.
She did. Stone tiniest cold of windows. Killer.
The women's tournament this year.
It's where it's at.
That's where it's at. Coming up, Austin, are you ready?
Come on now.
It's time for your all-time list of certified buckets. You're not going
to
believe
Perk, you ready?
Who he left off
I'm ready
his
to
list.
See what you got.
Oh, Perk is taking notes. We'll be right back.
NBA Today is presented by Levi's. Clothes for life.
But Kevin Durant had 22 last night, and also... he passed Shaquille O'Neal to move to 8th on the all-time scoring list. Oh. Next up, Wilt Chamberlain, over 2,800 points away. But who's counting? Kevin Durant, he's averaging almost 28 a game. He shows no signs of slowing down.
Yeah.
We thought it would be nice, though, if Kendrick Perkins, you take a little break today.
That's fine. I had no problem with it.
We're going to give Austin a shot. This
Thank
is
you.
Austin's all-time list
yes.
of certified bucket getters. Who do you got? We're going to start at number 5, Austin.
Hey, number 5, we're going to get right into it. We go on Carmelo Anthony.
Oh.
You already know, pure scorer, got everything on the block, three-level scorer, can finish at the basket, mid-range three-pointer, scoring assassin. Let's get to the next one. Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Yes, son, he's got to be in there. Got to. Don't make no face at me yet, Perk. Come on now. I'm a 90s baby. I'm a millennial. Let's go. Next up, come on now, KB24. Yes, sir, this is a guy hitting left-hand threes when he was doubled. 81 points, 16 three-quarters, scoring machine, KB.
I see Perk's wheels turning. He's taking notes over here.
Number two,
okay.
LeBron James.
Wow.
Got to put him in there. And listen, he's the least traditional scorer of the group, but all-time leading in scoring. You got to be on the list.
Okay, so for number one, do we get a Bam, or are you too nervous to?
I'm going to let you do it. I want you. It's your list.
Come on, Perk. Come on.
Bam!
There it is.
Come on, now's the GOAT. Michael Jordan. We know what it is.
He only played 15 seasons, taking a break in his prime, took 2 years off after he retired to come back with the Wizards, if you want to count that, and he's still top five in scoring. This is a guy that if he played in modern day era, who God knows what his numbers would be. Look at this. This is the year he retired. He retired after hitting this shot.
So let's see this list in full just one more time.
It's a solid list.
At number one, we have Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant, and Carmelo Anthony. Kendrick Perkins, have you had enough time to marinate on Austin's all-time list here? What are your thoughts?
It's not bad.
That he's crazy.
What?
That he's crazy. One, you cannot leave out Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the man who scored 30,000 points with a signature move of a running hook. He has to be on this list. And then number one, okay?
Or two.
Two. Kevin Durant, bro, is the greatest scorer ever. When it comes to zero flaws and being efficient, I get it that Jordan's career average is about 49-50% from the field.
What else does Steph need to do?
KD needs to be up there.
Steph to me.
Now, look, that's y'all case.
You got a problem with me putting Jordan number one as a great scorer?
No. I got a problem with you leaving out Kareem.
I only get five.
So who goes off?
So who's off?
Melo.
You would take off Melo. You would put on.
I would put Kareem.
You can't say the thing. You can't say that.
Wait. Malika, it's the millennialist.
Yeah.
You can't say the things you just said about KD and then say Melo's off the list.
Yes, he does
everything. What?
Yes, I can.
Well, they may not be on Austin's list, but we do have some bucket getters in next Wednesday's star-studded ESPN doubleheader. Kawhi and the Clippers, they start a four-game road trip against Tyrese Maxey and the Sixers. That's at 7:30 Eastern. And then Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets host Kevin Durant, one of those certified bucket getters, and Devin Booker. Coverage begins with NBA Countdown at 7 o'clock. Do you know what day it is?
What is it?
It's Chinne Agumake's birthday.
So okay, yeah, happy birthday, that girl.
Happy birthday.
We're going to see how well we know Chinne. We're going to put her on the hot seat a little bit here.
Okay.
I'm going to ask Chinne a question. You're going to write down your answer on the whiteboard. Okay. Don't show us, though. I don't want to see. No cheating here. We're all going to try to guess what you wrote down.
Cool? I got you.
All right. We're going to start with this. Chinne, what was the first jersey that you ever got?
Okay.
First jersey that you ever got. I have my guess.
Uh-oh, my marker is not doing well.
And this is any jersey. You need a new marker?
I need a new marker.
All right, we can get you a new marker. Javier is going to work on that.
Sharpie's dating.
Give me that one. Let me try that one.
Yeah, we're going to try this one. All right, Austin, what do you think is her first jersey ever?
Cheryl Swoops.
Okay, Swoops.
I'm going to go with Lisa List.
I think you had NECA's.
Yeah.
I feel like you had NECA's jersey. That was your first ever jersey.
All right. The answer is, here we go. You can't really see it because.
Oh.
Houston Comets.
It was a Houston Comet.
Oh, you're close.
I was close. That's what I said.
I would give it to Austin.
All right. Oh. Austin gets 1 point. All right. How about this one? Who's your pick this year? Here's another
pick. Thank you.
To win the NBA title.
Oh, okay.
Chinne, I think she's going with the Denver Nuggets.
I think she's going with the Nuggets as well.
I'm going to go with the Celtics.
Celtics? All right.
Here we go.
See, you got to be. Yeah. Those of us who spent
different.
The last 3 years every day with her. All right.
Thank you.
We have one more for you.
Okay.
Who from the NBA Today staff would you be hanging out with tonight on your birthday?
Who was it?
Pick just one.
What was it?
From the what?
One from the NBA staff that she would hang out
with. This one's tricky.
Careful.
This one's tricky. And
well, really, her
keep an open.
Her answer is no one because she's gonna go be asleep. That's what the real answer is. But I think it's got to be one of the researchers, right? Maybe Jason Joseph.
Guess y'all think open minded.
You pick to
I'm gonna go Hillary.
Hillary was my second guess.
Think
I'm gonna go J-Jo. I'm gonna go J-Jo.
Austin.
I don't know.
Malika.
Same name.
Think.
Hillary.
Anybody but Richard.
Correct answer.
Was it Brian?
I knew you would get that.
Chinne, we love you. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Donut.
Oh,
I know this is Hillary.
We've been with you for years and years.
Look at this.
Happy birthday.
It's so party. I love y'all. Thank you.